Good to be with you again this week. This is Mike Moody as we're going into the Gospel according to John once again. We're in chapter 6. Let's look to the Lord in prayer. Our Father, we come before you asking that we might be able to open the scripture before the people today in a way that's honoring to you, that your Son might be lifted up. And we pray again in the name that's above every name, the Lord Jesus Christ, asking that you might be with us this hour, these few minutes. And we just pray, Father, that you would be with each one that knows Christ as their Savior, that they would be encouraged by the word of truth. And Father, for those that know not Christ as their Lord and Savior, that you might use this time as planting the seed of the good word of God. We pray that you would do your work today by your Spirit in Christ's name. Amen. John chapter 6, the Gospel of John chapter 6. We're looking at verses 1 to 15 this morning. Let's read the first four verses. After these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias, and a great multitude followed him because they saw his miracles which he had did on them that were diseased. And Jesus went up into a mountain, and there he sat with his disciples, and the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was nigh. So we see the stage set for chapter 6. Chapter 6 is a rather lengthy chapter. We see some 71 verses. But just as in other chapters of the Gospel of John, we see a Bible story. A familiar Bible story beginning the chapter. And that would set the stage for some tremendous teaching about the person and work of Christ. Here we see John 6, the theme is that Christ said, "I am the bread of life." But first we see a story, a situation that the Lord himself would feed 5,000 men with just these 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. Now we see also that in Mark chapter 8 there was another time when he would feed 4,000. But let's go on and just see here. Just like in chapter 5 where the Lord healed this one that was sick for 38 years on the Sabbath day, that opened up the rest of chapter 5 to talk about how Christ was the Lord of the Sabbath and the fact that he showed his equality with the Father and he showed how that many have bore witness of him. Here in chapter 6, the story is the feeding of the 5,000 leading into the truth of who Christ is, the bread of life. Verse 5 of chapter 6 says, "When Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he saith unto Philip, Whence shall we buy bread that these may eat? And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 penny worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, saith unto him, There is a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are they among so many?" Let's stop at the end of verse 9. So here we see the situation is that the Lord knew what he would do, it says, but he wanted to prove or test these disciples. We see here in the Gospel of John so many times it shows the fact that God is all-knowing and all-powerful and all-present, omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent. We see here he knew what he would do, and he knew what these ones would do as far as the disciples and their reaction. They had doubt, but yet it was an opportunity for the Lord to show what he could do, the mighty works of God. The question that was asked at the end of verse 9, what are these? What are they among so many? He was referring to the 5 barley loaves and the 2 small fishes. As it would go on to say in verse 10 that there was about 5,000 men. Now perhaps you've heard before that if there's 5,000 men here that there was probably wives and children. Perhaps we would be just guessing, but if you have 5,000 men, many of them married with children, and I'm sure they had larger families than we do today, there was thousands of people in the presence of the Lord. So the question was asked, what are they? Five barley loaves and two small fishes. What are they among so many? But here we see the all-sufficiency of the Lord Jesus Christ in His provision. There's lessons to be learned in these Bible stories. It's not just for us to be in awe of a miracle, but it was to show forth and to verify just who this one was, the person of Christ, as He was walking that road to Calvary. The one that could do these miracles, the one that knew all, could do all, was the one that was the only satisfactory payment for your sin and mine. He showed abundant, He gave abundant proof of who He was as the only one that could die upon the cross of Calvary and pay for the sin of the world. So here we see, verse 11. And Jesus took the loaves, and when He had given thanks, He distributed to the disciples, and the disciples of them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes as much as they would. When they were filled, He said unto the disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Now, this is interesting. The disciples were concerned with having enough. It seemed impossible. But yet the Lord, after they had eaten, and these thousands of people had their fill, He was saying, let's not waste anything. Take up the remains. Take up the fragments, that none be lost. You know, a couple of things we could think of here. One, we think of, as a believer, as a Christian, if you're listening today, think of how we're to be good stewards. Think of how that although we're saved by grace, we are stewards in all areas of our life. The children that the Lord gives us, the money that He entrusts to us and the things around us, the time that we have on our hands, all of these things belong to the Lord. And we that are His children are just stewards. We are managers of these things. So even though by His grace He's given us these things, may we be good stewards and not waste. Even when we seem to have more than we need, let us not be wasteful. But yet, let's think about your soul. Think of those who know not Christ that's listening to the sound of my voice today. Here was the all-sufficiency of Christ. He provided for these ones in their material need of food, yet He was concerned about them not wasting anything. When we come to Christ, we realize that He is all-sufficient. He is the one that can pay for our sin debt. We're saved by grace through faith, not of ourselves, lest any man should boast, not of works. The Scripture tells us we're not saved by our good works. We're saved by faith in the finished work of Christ, and then we're to go on and serve Christ. But we see here that although we are saved by grace, the abundant grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, let us not abuse that grace. May we not be slothful after we come to be in the family of God. As He said here, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Verse 13, therefore, they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves, which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. Verse 14, then those men, when they had seen the miracle that Jesus did, said, this is of a truth that prophet that should come into the world. When Jesus therefore perceived that they would come and take Him by force to make Him a king, He departed again into a mountain, Himself alone. So we see here, is in John chapter 2, on through, we see how it states His hour had not yet come. It was not time for Him to be taken. We would see later in the Garden of Gethsemane, I believe it's chapter 18 and 19 there, where we see Garden of Gethsemane, where He is taken, and then the cross, the scene at the cross. His hour had come at that point, but here it had not come. So He departs up into a mountain alone when He thought that the ones, when He knew their intention was to take Him away. They wanted a king. They wanted someone to establish an earthly kingdom. And yet, they had rejected Him as the one that has come to pay for their sins. His hour had not yet come. Yet He would go to that cross, willingly give up His life for you and I. So we see here the first 15 verses of chapter 6 of John, speaking of the one that would feed 5,000 men with just 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. As we go on into the rest of John 6, we see in verses 16 on down, just a few verses following, where he would be crossing over the sea, walking on the sea. Perhaps we'll look at that the next time. But yet here, again, we see the power of the One in the presence of the disciples. John 6, the bread of life, is the first of the great I Ams in the book of John. Chapter 8, we see I am the light of the world. Chapter 10, I am the door. Chapter 10, I am the good shepherd. Chapter 11, I am the resurrection and the life. Chapter 14, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And finally, chapter 15, Christ said, I am the true vine. All of these declarations by Christ showed who he was and what he came for. The bread of life. You know, the scripture tells us that if you reference back to Bethlehem, where the Lord himself was born, that the word Bethlehem, we could, if you look it up, it means the bread of life. And yet there was another one born in Bethlehem, and from that area, we see David and his father Jesse from Bethlehem, the bread of life. David being such a picture in the Old Testament of the Lord Jesus Christ, the bread of life, something that sustains life. We think of food. We think of water. We think of how we thirst, how we hunger, how we need our daily provision. But yet the scripture says that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. The spiritual need of that we hunger and thirst for is the Lord Jesus Christ. Many today do not realize what they are thirsting for. They're going through this world knowing there's something missing. Something missing. And yet they never obtain total satisfaction. Don't matter how much riches, how much popularity, how much power you may have in this world, you'll never have contentment until you have your spiritual thirst and your spiritual hunger satisfied by yielding to Christ as your Lord and Savior. In Him is peace. But in this world, we know is tribulation. Will you turn to Christ as your Lord and Savior today? Christ said, I am the bread of life. For Jeff Buckles, this is Mike Moody, looking at John chapter 6 today with the Two Roads and Two Destinies radio ministry. Join us again next Sunday morning at 10:15. Thank you.